The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all listeners out there. You're listening to Daily Mona, which is Mona Ahmed. Ensure you well and ensure you guys enjoy this week's episode. Daily Ramadan is a weekly chat show where they discuss a variety of topics which accommodate all ages and all religion, and there's something for everyone, whether it's your youth out there or elderly or Adults, In Between. There's something for everyone. Comes out every Sunday evening, and I'm sure you guys enjoy it. So this week I'll be talking about exam preps, as SATs, GCSEs, and also A-levels are coming up, and it's like the exam season. I'll be continuing the series on $99, $1, meanings, go-rons, and Hadith series as well. As well as putting in a sheet for the sheet break and yeah, many more. So let's get on with the episode. So now I'm going to play you guys Hijabi by Zana. I think he said it. Forgive me on the pronunciation. And after the break, I'll be talking about exams, / tips, / my experience, and a bit on heat as well. Yeah, enjoy the new sheet break. Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana, which host Namana Ahmed. I'm sure you guys enjoyed Hijabi by Moore's daughter. Sorry, I'm coming to the top of what it's called now. But now I'm going to talk about Eid and Zams, and I'm sure you guys enjoy it. So with Eid, Alhamdulillah, was a good Eid. We spent time with the family. Like, people came to my house. We had... My name is Maddie, and you guys are listening to Yeah, we had rice, chicken. No, what did we have at my house? Don't remember. Oh yeah, my mom made like rasmalai and like had some chocolates around and all that, and a bit of jarble. And then we went to my cousin's house, my Harlow's. We had chicken, pakoras, salads. We had a lot of food. We had chocolate as well. We had like this chocolate fudge cake that we brought. It was super yummy. And I went to my other cousin's house, which is like from my mum's side. We had some like kebabs and that. And basically, we had like a day of dressing up. No, not dressing up. Just like had clothes behind the wall for a while and just spent time with the family. And it was actually quite nice. I know 2 years ago we couldn't spend it as a family. Last year we could, but it was a bit up and down. But this year we just like full on get together and all that. We had ice cream and all that. So it was like a nice day. And yeah. I know people would say, oh, you're supposed to be doing 3 days and all that. Technically, like, in Islam is like 1 day. For Eid al-Fitr and then Eid al-Adha, which is like the Eid of al-Hajj. That's 3 days, I believe. They caught me on that, but I believe so. To med. And so yeah, that was basically my Eid. Yeah. So now I'm gonna talk about exams and. Basically, I was going to give advice to those who has exams, who's got exams coming, so SATs, GCSEs, A-level, uni, the lot, basically. Your exam season, basically. Even BTEC, I know a few BTECers are doing exams as well. So basically, this advice I'm giving you is from my own personal experience and a couple of my mates as well, that I know. That will really help you. So let's get started. So with exams, you need to wait. Let me start that again. So revise on four exams. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So you're probably thinking how I'm gonna go do good in my exams. Well, first of all, you need to stop stressing. Oh my gosh! Anytime, like I know a few people have been so. Much stress lately. You just need to calm down. Don't stress. Like, have calmness. Like, take breathing exercise. So breathe in, breathe out. Like this box methods. Like, 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out, 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Those sort of things. You need to have support. You need to have patience. You need to not cram everything lastminute.com. Or like some people I know, like literally cramming last minute. I understand like it's SATs. It's not that much. I know you have to do maths and punctuation, which is understandable. But you need to have a revision timetable. So for example, if you have maths on Mondays, so like if you have maths, English, history, for example, on a Monday when you have school, you come home and do another subject. So for example, if you didn't have Spanish, for example, you do Spanish on a Monday, those sort of things. Do that for 5 days a week and also have more, and then also the weekend as well. Yes, you're probably thinking, well, weekends are for chilling. No, if you're doing GCSEs and all that, you need to try even just like half a day of revision. Small chunks makes a lot of difference. I can guarantee that myself. Speaking of small chunks, you need to do it in small chunks. So like 20 minute revising, 5 minute break, 20 minute revising, 5 minute break, or how long you can do it for. I know some people does half an hour breaks, 10 minute breaks, and just repeat that until you're done for the day. But don't like study for so long, if you know what I mean. So don't study from the moment you come back from college or school till maybe you go back to bed, if you know what I mean. So you need to have that balance of spending time with family, relaxing time, and revision. You need to have all your equipment. Try not to have your phone at times, well, so you can have this, get an app that helps you with studying. So I think this Forest app that gives you a timer, and you know, if you get out of the app, that tree will come out. I don't remember the name top of my head, the app, but I know there's one like that. Yeah, have a timetable, have a revision buddy as well, if you can, even online or in person. That's not just for revision. Maybe if you're doing HIIT, for example, have a HIIT person, have a HIIT person, memorization, but I can't speak today, you know what I mean? You know, a buddy that helps you, but not like someone who chats a lot, but yeah. Have a routine as well. Make sure you go to bed early and waking up, not early, but like sort of early, so then you have a bit of time to revise and get ready and all that. Make sure you have everything. Pens, pencils, ruler, the equipment, basically. What else? Yeah, just try not to make dua as well. Like, make a lot of dua. Make Durud Sharif. Sort of word, those sort of things. What else? Top of my head. Remember, there's family around. Like, try not to, if you are very worried, like if you're anxious or anything, go speak to someone as well. Go speak to your parents, your family, your teachers, just someone to talk to. Because I know we have days where our physical and mental health does get really bad. So yes, if you want to have a bit of a time to yourself, that's completely understandable, as long as you've done a bit of revision that day. That's, if you have a day that's really, that you can't, like you're really anxious for some reason, just try and do like 10 minutes or so, then you can have a bit of break. Because you don't want to be over, you don't want to have like a burn, like over stress, overburn. There is a word for that, I can't remember what it's called. Where you revise too much. But yeah, also reminder that whatever grade that you have, whatever number, I don't know, grade number, you know what I mean, that's on that paper, please remember that does not define you whatsoever. You've got so much stuff happening in your life, like for SATs. So basically, it's like, so like, even that SATs as well, don't be decided. To be fair, for SATs, it's more like for your grade, it's more like your set for secondary school. But it's basically your bunny steps, your baby steps. So like from SATs to secondary school, and the end of secondary school, so your GCSEs, going to college or A level, those sort of things. So like, and then they don't ask you for your grades personally. I mean, if it's for A level, they might ask for your GCSEs, but only like for maths and English more likely. So as long as you got those sort of, if you're doing GCSEs, as long as you got maths and English passed, that's, then that's fine. But try and get, like, don't be disheartened if you probably thinking, oh, but I just got a 4. 4's basically the pass, basically. I say, oh, 4's fine. I had, personally, most of my, I think it was like, at least half of my GCSEs, they were like passes. I'm not disheartened of my grades, to be honest. Like, yes, I might have got a lowest grade in English language, but I retook it and I got a higher mark on that. But I don't define that. I don't define the English grade whatsoever, because I am me. I can be whoever I want if I could put my mind into it and just believe myself. And there are people around you who believe in yourself at the end of the day. You just got to stay strong, stay awesome, and just know you are who you want to be. You've got a really bright future ahead of you. Yes, you're probably thinking, but these exams determine my life. Yes, they may determine your life, but honestly, they don't really. If it's a subject that you need, that's understandable. But if it's not, then that's not really, like, I mean, for example, for college, for example, as I say, like, I'm in college, also for sixth form, they just say, oh, you need, Sonia has just passes for some of them, that's completely fine, because then you're doing your newest subjects, the subjects that you absolutely love, and you're passionate in it, and you want to take it further to your career, basically. So just keep that in mind, because the exam season does get crunchy and tough, but believe me, deep down, you are amazing, you are kind, and you got that strength inside you. Like, don't define these grades, like, these grades don't define you whatsoever. You are amazing, and you can achieve anything in life if you put your mind into it. So JazakAllah Khair for listening, as always. Inshallah, I'm kind of hoping to compete. I might do the exam theme next week as well, but I'm not 100% sure on that, so stay tuned. Till then, hear more from me next week, and till then, love is and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. Mind, what did I do? Oh, I feel so bad, and every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away, and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.